This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today, Michigan became the nation's 24th right-to-work state, the second in the Midwest after Indiana. That law, of course, was passed with much controversy and thousands of angry demonstrators packing in and around the state capitol last December. Well, a new poll out today shows that Michiganders are deeply divided over this new law. Michigan State University's State of the State survey asked more than 1,000 people whether they thought right to work would be good for Michigan's economy. Charlie Ballard, economist at Michigan State University, directs the survey, a frequent guest on Stateside, and he joins us now from East Lansing. Welcome back, Charlie.
Thanks very much. Glad to be on the program.
So fill us in. What do the percentages look like in terms of those who support right to work and those who don't feel it's a good thing for Michigan?
Well, we asked people their opinion about how it would help or hurt the economy. And we gave them five choices: help a lot, help a little, no effect, hurt a little, or hurt a lot. Well, it's pretty darn evenly divided. If you add up the help a lot and help a little, those come to 42.7% who think that they will help, that right to work will help the economy at least some.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the other side, 41% believe it'll hurt. And with the size of our sample, those two are, you can't tell them apart. That is, statistically, that is a dead heat.
Wow.
Basically, it pretty much breaks right down the middle. And one out of six, 16%, said that they thought it would have no effect whatsoever. So the opinions are divided all over the place, but they're divided pretty evenly.
So amongst the 42% saying it would be good and 41% saying bad, how does it break down demographically? Is there kind of a trend of that you could put your finger on with each group?
Well, a lot of these break down in ways that I think are not all that surprising, because you see the same thing in exit polls from the presidential election and so on. The Republicans are much more. Favorable toward right to work than Democrats. Conservatives like it a lot more than liberals. There is something of a divide between regions of the state, with West Michigan, the Grand Rapids area, being much more favorable than Southeast Lower Michigan. Men are more favorable than women toward right to work, and whites believe that right to work will be helpful for the economy much more than blacks. And many of those are the same kinds of breakdowns that you would probably expect to see in regarding a lot of other issues.
You also asked about Governor Rick Snyder. How is Governor Snyder faring in Michigan residents' minds?
Well, he's sort of hanging in there. His ratings have been pretty close to unchanged for the last year or so. He's at about 34% who give him either an excellent or a good rating. He's been in the mid-30s for the last year or more, pretty much unchanged. Maybe not surprisingly, those who think right to work is a good idea are much more likely to give high marks to the governor than those who think that right to work will hurt the economy.
Now, you were asking these questions, Charlie, when? What was the time span?
We began in January, and we just finished up in early March a couple of weeks ago, and then it took us a while to wait and code the data and all that. These are fairly recent.
Yeah, so this has all been since the right to work lame duck, you know, tensions of last December, and also since the new emergency manager law got written and put into place in January and taking effect today as well. So
exactly,
he actually kind of did better than maybe some people might have thought.
Well, you know, my sense of it is that the folks who thought that right to work was a good idea, they were already giving him higher marks.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks who thought that right to work was not a good idea were already giving him lower marks. And so those things didn't change over time. And so Governor Snyder's ratings did not change very much over time. That's my sense of what happened.
Were any of these results super surprising to you?
Let me see. Not a whole lot. Although, here's an interesting one. Some of the folks who I would have expected, some groups that I would have expected to be even more adamant on one side or the other, still had substantial numbers who substantial disagreement. For instance, among people who call themselves very conservative, I would have expected overwhelming support for right to work. Well, 63% did say that they think it'll help, but 26% said that they thought it would hurt. So it's not perhaps as cut and dried as I would have thought. I mean, in a survey like this, you always get at least some variation. But to say that you're very conservative is not identical to saying that you're a strong supporter of right to work. And also among the very liberal, yes, 77% said they thought it would hurt the economy, but 11% of very liberal Michigan residents said they believe that right to work will help.
So as an economist, Charlie, what do you take away from these results?
Well, as an economist, of course, I study these not just from the perspective of the public opinion survey, but also my own reading of the literature. Actually, I think that a lot of folks have it pretty close. If you were to ask me as an economist what effect it would have, probably fairly modest. And a big reason for that is that unions have already lost so much strength. In the 60s, 45% of Michigan workers were union members. Now it's 17 or 18%. So, and it's only 11% among the private sector workers. So it's not like things were going well for unions, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes right to work. Rather, right to work is sort of the culmination of a very long period of relative decline. And since most folks already are not a member of a union, I think that the effects are likely to be relatively small. Plus, there's so much else going on in determining where companies hire people. After all, in Michigan, we have way too many people who are high school dropouts. Well, before right to work, those people are going to have trouble finding any job, and if they can find a job, it's not going to be a great one. Well, you bring in right to work, they're still going to have trouble finding any job. And if they do find a job, it's not going to be a great one. So there's so many other things. And so when I see a lot of people saying they think it'll have no effect or little effect, that sort of jibes with my sense as an economist.
Speaking as an economist, and he is our official stateside economist, Charlie Ballard, director of the State of the State Survey at Michigan State University. Thanks for talking with us today, Charlie.
Thank you, Cindy.